Ladies and gentlemen, let us go to Paganoville. Pat Pagano's with us this morning. Morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And yeah, it's a, you know, it's a fair cold morning. We should be getting used to it.
17 this morning, 17.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Atlantic City and surrounding areas picked up anywhere from 3 to 7 inches of snow.
Good for them.
It was a little low developing off the coast, and just a little bit of a spoke hung back to give just the southern tip of New Jersey snow. Of course, the computer models picked up on it a little bit, but not to the extent how much snow they had. And this is going to be the name of the game for the winter, folks. Believe me when I tell you how these models are not going to be able to grab a lot of this stuff. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of looking at this next storm coming out of California. You know, this storm is bringing rain to California to the point where yesterday I signed up another movie in New Mexico because they're concerned about what the storm's going to do to them. So, I mean, while it's great for business, it's not too great with folks along the southern tier because from New Mexico across to Texas, Oklahoma, and portions of the mid-Mississippi Valley, they're going to get ice and snow and then rain further south. And the storm's going to move along the Southland, and it'll be off the southeast coast on Sunday, at which point, you know, parts of the southern Appalachians are going to wind up with, you know, over a foot of snow. That's how, you know, this storm is really, really, really going to get cranking. But all of the modeling, all of them, not even the Canadian anymore, says it's staying south. Now, if you recall, the Canadian was the only model that was bringing it up.
Yep.
Now it says no. And it's following the suit with everybody else. Do I believe it? Yeah, I believe it to an extent. I still, there is still this little uneasiness about me saying that the models are missing this short, this upper air disturbance in the north, and things could change over the weekend. Not when I say over the weekend, the maps could change over the weekend, but our weather would not change over the weekend. If there's going to be any changes, it would be early next week as far as the storm is concerned. So I see nice weather, basically cold, partly cloudy, low 40s today. Tonight, mid-20s and partly cloudy. Some folks could get a passing flurry tonight with a front. Then tomorrow, sun, some clouds, and brisk, 35 to 40. Sunny, low 30s for the high Saturday. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 40. So I don't, even if the storm were to begin moving north, it will not affect us through Sunday. So you do not have to worry about any problems for the weekend. If you have to get outside and decorate, if you want to go out Christmas shopping, or you're having family come, you don't have to worry about any of that because the weather will just be dry, fair, and cold. And by the way, my nephew and my niece are coming up to see the house on Saturday.
Well, are you gonna clean it?
It's always clean.
Oh, I know.
It's always clean.
With you, I would bet you that. I see my house, and I have somebody who cleans my house. But they also, she's great, Heidi. She also washes my dogs. So, like, I come home to a clean house every day, clean bedroom every day.
Oh yeah, I'm very, very. When it comes to that, I'm very, very anal. Also, very, very particular about having everything organized. I'm really a freak. As far as organization, I'll think of many, many ways to organize things. Like, I just found this great thing for under my cabinets in the kitchen. You can't see it. Matches the cabinets, which are white. It's got a little handle on it, and you pull it down, and in it has a series of magnets where you can put all of your knives, and then you just pop it back up underneath the cabinet, out of the way. I don't have to have any of those butcher block things on the counter with the knives in it or anything like that. Get that out. I did the same thing with my paper towels under the cabinet, paper towels off the counter, so you have more counter space. So I'm really a nut job when it comes to stuff like that.
Well, I'm hoping that the storm stays away because someone stole our, I told you, right, somebody stole our special broom that we had for the satellite dish.
Yeah.
So I don't have that. And I had to order a new one. And, you know, it's not the type of thing that they make for everybody. So mine's not coming. I ordered it a week ago. It's not coming until December 14th. So I'm crossing my fingers. We don't get any snow until after the 14th, because it's almost impossible for me to clean the dish.
That's interesting that you said that, because if there is a very weak system that's probably going to come through here the Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. It doesn't look major at all. But the computer modeling, the long-range computer modeling, definitely seeing something for late next week, and that would be Friday. Friday into Saturday next week, so 14th, 15th. So you may just look out in time.
No, I bet you that stupid storm will come up Monday. I said I don't have that.
Oh, well, that little fly that I have in my stomach may turn out to be a dragonfly?
Well, yeah, because you know, that's the only thing I have to evade. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I just don't think that it's possible. I bet you the good Lord says, you know what? He should have been prepared for this. I'm going to give him wet snow. And that's another thing. It'll probably be a wet snow, because a wet snow is worse than a fluffy snow.
Sure is.
When it comes to the satellite dish. I mean, you could put 6 inches of fluffy snow on a satellite dish.
And it'll blow right off.
It won't blow right off, but it's easier to take off. But the heavy, wet snow on that satellite dish, when you're standing underneath it, and it's about 14 feet high, and you're taking it off from the top down, guess who gets it with the snow?
Yeah, really. I mean, I can't believe that in this day and age they don't have something.
They do have something, but it's not good for the environment. We could spray that dish where the snow will slide off.
Oh,
it.
Okay.
But then it goes under the ground, then it goes into the I don't want to do that.
Why can't they make the dishes with little coils in them that heat up when it's icy and snow?
They probably could, but then the dish, instead of costing $5,000, would have cost $10,000.
$10,000. Gotcha. Yeah.
So anyways, well, what the heck?
Well, okay. So, yeah, so that's it for now. It's been a very, very quiet week for me, and that's really great weather-wise because, you know, I'm getting everything else done around the house.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yep. Can't complain. Oh. And my tree's still outside. I don't think I'll get to that if I'm lucky till Sunday.
Boy, that's awful late putting up a tree.
Not really. I mean, usually we wait till I usually wait till the middle part of December.
And then when do you take it down?
Right after New Year's.
So why go through all that work for like 10 days?
Good question. I haven't been able to answer that yet, but good question. As my mom would say, may she rest in peace, she used to love Christmas. And, you know, she couldn't wait for me to get everything out of the closet. And she would unwrap everything. And then I would have to put it in place. And it would be like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days after Christmas. And she would say, when are you taking down the tree?
That's right.
And I would say, but why? Are we going to leave it up until the Epiphany, until the Three Kings arrive? That's January 6th. I said, yeah. Oh, no. You have to take it down before that. Oh, okay, Mom. Can't wait to get it up. Can't wait to get it down.
That's it. All right, Pat. I will speak to you tomorrow morning. We'll get more on the storm that might not come.
Okay. That's correct.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.